Hello, everyone. My name is Asaf Ophir, and this is Hear the World. It basically came from an idea that I had. I've always really enjoyed talking to people from different backgrounds and hearing their point of view. And during this pandemic, it occurred to me that we are all going through the same thing. We're going through it together in a lot of ways. So basically, the idea behind this project is to get in touch with people who are from different faiths, different cultures, different religions, different parts of the world, and kind of get their point of view on what's going on, to hear about what they're going through, to hear about any insights that they might have. And I've done my best to find people who play roles as priests, as rabbis, as religious leaders, as teachers, and I've had help from a lot of friends. So I hope we find some nice, interesting insights and some nice, interesting people, and I hope you guys enjoy listening. Please do bear in mind that a lot of these interviews were recorded a good couple of weeks before they were posted, and the virus moves fast. That means that what these people might be talking about isn't necessarily what's going on right now. It's what they were going through at the time of the interview. The first person that I'm going to be speaking with, he's a Catholic priest. His name is Father Emanuele Cassola, and he's from Sicily. So he's actually living in Sicily, in Italy, and he actually doesn't speak much English. And so we agreed to work through a translation, and I have a good friend named Maria Falauto, who has been so generous and helpful, and she helped me interview him, and she helped me do the translation. So I'm actually going to start off by introducing Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Asaf.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I'd love to ask you if you are open to telling us a little bit, because you're from Sicily, if you are open to telling us a little bit about how your family's doing. Do you know a little bit about what's going on there right now?
Okay. I mean, let's see, what can I say? Well, the situation in Sicily is pretty dire in a way, because they don't have the structures that they have in Northern Italy. And the structures in Northern Italy and the hospitals has already collapsed. So people are living in fear. They're all quarantined, of course. They can only go out to buy food or to go to work. They have to have a certification with them that they need to present to the police if they stop them. And people are worried because there's just not the kind of structure that is up north. So they're all living in fear, and they're just hoping and praying that this will pass, I guess.
Thank you for sharing. And also, I wonder if you'd like to tell us just how you know Father Emanuele.
I met Father Emanuele when I was 17. He came into town at the time, and he was a very young priest. And I started going to his church. He became very popular very, very quickly because of his personality. He's very open, and he loved young people and loved to get them involved. He's a super humble priest, very wonderful human being. He lives in a very humble way. So in fact, he doesn't have a computer or a cell phone or a car, and really tries to live, just like he said, following Jesus's footsteps. And I think he's just an amazing human being.
Beautiful. Thank you. So basically, I'm going to be asking the questions, and you've done an amazing job translating everything, and it'll be wonderful if you can read the translation. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Very cool. Oh, wow, you called me sir. This is a huge problem. I don't know if I can handle this. Okay, well, anyway, I might edit that out. Anyway, okay, so we're going to be hearing just a little bit of Father Emanuele speaking, and then I will kind of bring down the volume on that, and we'll hear Maria translating what he's saying, I'll still be asking the questions in between. So I guess you can pretty much just start. So Father Emanuele, can you tell us a little bit about the role that you play in your community?
I'm a priest from the Catholic Church, and since I was little, I felt the need to go beyond, not in a powerful and pulling way, but nonetheless towards something much bigger. So even in the way I was living or searching, I rejoiced in everything. I was happy about everything. I was doing well with friendships and in school. And then what happened was that while I was talking to friends, we thought about entering the seminary, a place where after a while someone may get the calling to become a priest.
Maria, can you tell us just briefly, for anyone who might not know, what is a seminary?
Sure. A seminary is basically an educational institution. It's a college that educates students in scripture and theology to generally prepare them for ordination to serve as clergy, to be priests, ministers, or rabbis. So shall I go on with the next one?
Yes, please.
Okay. At the seminary, I entered very young, but I experienced a big change. And as I kept moving forward with prayer and studies, I felt that this was my path. I felt the needs of everybody, but in the depth of my soul, I had an intuition. It was not a certainty, like an object that you can physically grab, but more like a light that was enlightening me and was pulling me further and further away. What I think enlightened me was Jesus's words, "Man should not live by bread alone." Meaning, we can't just be content with food, play, or merely living. We need something bigger. This has sustained me in the moments when I had to make some choices or had to confirm or deepen those choices. And so by following this inner calling, I realized that being a priest would open me up to things that are eternal, infinite, or relationships like the ones that Jesus had with people. Like when he said, "Love one another the way I loved you," or "Nobody has a greater love than the one who gives his life for others." These words have always inspired me, and they made my soul fly. Inside of me, they created a space like the sky. And so I became a priest.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing that story. So I wonder if you were to meet someone who had never heard of Catholic Christianity and they had no idea what it was, and you had to choose three words that describe it, to help them understand what it is, what three words would you choose?
I would use the following three words to describe the way that my life has been characterized in the realm of the Catholic Church: the Trinity, the Bible, and the Eucharist. The Trinity is like three lights that illuminate us. The Holy Trinity is God, the Father, who created us and who created everything so beautifully to show us how much he loves us. And then the Son, Jesus, who left his glory of God to walk among us and who talks to us in the Bible. And so we have his warm and reassuring word that sustains us, heals us, and shows us the way. The Bible is God who talks to me every day. And then the Eucharist, meaning the consecrated bread, which is God, and becomes God during the Mass, so we can receive God in us, eat God, and adore him. It's knowing that God never abandons us. He is too close to us, and this gives us an immense sense of safety and the strength to face everything, knowing that with him, new paths will always open and we will never be disappointed.
Beautiful. Thank you. Nice. I'd like to kind of go to what's going on today, the coronavirus, COVID-19, and I wonder, from your perspective, coming from what you do and coming from who you are and just from your own experience, what would you like to share with us about coronavirus? What kind of insights do you think you can offer the people who are listening, curious to see what a man from Sicily, a Catholic priest from Sicily, might have to say?
I like to play with these words. I like to translate it like this. Corona means crown in Italian. And as children of God, we have given our crown to false idols. We have put our crown on the wrong heads. We have delivered our crown to a virus like economic privilege, a virus like power, a virus like regarding others as our enemies. I will call it a virus of the soul. So I would say that this virus is a trumpet blast forcing us to open our eyes. The same way that the virus cannot be seen, we also, without even noticing, fooled by advertisements, flooded by mass media news, have foolishly given our crown to that which does not deserve our crown. So I would say that this virus is an invitation to be vigilant, to open our eyes. Your crown, meaning your dignity as a child of God, cannot be given to money, to appearances, to possessions, to power, to false teachers who are only trying to manipulate you. You need to wear your crown and live as a prince, as a king, or a princess, or a queen, because you are a king or a queen as a child of God. But king of what? King of truth, king of service to others. So what's the real dignity and real royalty of mankind? It is expressed by loving according to the mystery of the cross. That's why the cross will never fail, because love will never end. There's a beautiful old saying that says, stat crux dum volvitur orbis. In Latin, it means the cross is steady while the world is turning. It means that the cross is always there in the center of the universe and everything else changes. Only love is the keystone, the foundation of all that is created, the creation, the universe. So in this light, I realize who I am. I understand, or at least I perceive, I receive a bit of light on who others are, on the kind of society we need to build, and that's beautiful. So I would say that even though the coronavirus is causing great suffering and is a terrible illness, it is an invitation for everyone to think, where were we running? What types of society were we building? This person is my enemy, that one is distant, the other one doesn't interest me. This virus that is breaking all barriers is telling us, but look, that is your brother. And indeed, there is a tremendous push to join one another and collaborate. So even if it's an awful situation and very difficult to manage, it is inviting us to join forces to overcome it. But be careful. It is just a warning from a virus that has no color, no smell, no taste, that is showing us what has made us more selfish, more slaves of useless things, and what made us treat others like enemies instead of like brothers. So from this point of view, damned virus for all the suffering, but blessed virus because it's a trumpet blast, an invitation to open our eyes. Because if we continue down the road we were going, we're going to end up in trouble. I would sum it all up with the attitude of Mary, the mother of Jesus, who said without pride, here I am, I want to live like this. Here I am, I want to welcome God in my life. Here I am, I want to be a servant of the Lord and of my brothers. In Mary, we have the highest exemplary model of a human being. In her humility, she becomes sister and mother of all of humanity and the example for those who want to live like this. It sounds weird to say this in current times, but this makes me happy. It makes me realize that I'm just at the beginning of taking the first steps. With God, there's never a moment of that's enough or this will do. I could not say, there you go, I've made it, I'm a good person and that's enough. So I live totally in the beauty of following Jesus by being a priest. So I go forth and start every day living with the light of the Holy Trinity, of the Bible that speaks daily to our hearts, and of the Eucharist, that is God who is with us and nourishes us. Living this way, I'm happy even with my limitations, my insignificance, and my realization that I may not understand everything, but there are two things that I do understand. I can trust God, and I want to walk with Him.
That's a great, that's a wonderful concept to walk away with, to trust, and that's a wonderful concept to walk away with. Thank you. Father Emanuele, thank you so much. And I want to say, Maria, thank you so much. You've been amazing.
Thank you very much for getting me involved in this.
It's my pleasure. You've been an inspiration.
So have you.
Great. All right. I'm going to stop the recording.
Cool.
And to everyone who's listening, I hope you enjoyed. We're going to finish off with a little bit of music. This is an original piece by a wonderful Italian violinist named Marco Ghezzo, and along with him is Carlo Massarelli on the accordion. It's called Tarantella Sin Fronteras, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you to Marco Getzo for that wonderful music, and thank you to everyone who listened in. If you enjoyed listening, please share this with your friends. You can also find us on Facebook under Hear the World Podcast and on YouTube as well. This was Hear the World, and I am Asaf Ofir signing off, and we will be posting another episode next week about Hinduism. Have a wonderful week, everyone.